It's time for Southwest Georgia News, brought to you by Mac Daddy Motor Company, 1414 Dothan Road in Bainbridge. A Bainbridge man was killed and his wife injured when their vehicle ran off and out of Pulgas Street and struck a tree, ejecting both of them, according to the Georgia State Patrol. The accident happened Monday, May the 12th, at about 3 p.m. on North Griffin Avenue in Attapulgus, according to the GSP accident report. The crash victim was identified as John Franklin Wesley, 65, of Bainbridge. Linda Ann Wesley, 56, of Bainbridge, was driving a 1995 Ford pickup truck southbound on North Griffin Avenue when the truck ran off the street's west shoulder. Mrs. Wesley overcorrected her steering in the opposite direction and lost control of the vehicle, causing it to skid and strike a pine tree on the western shoulder. Neither Ms. Wesley or her husband were wearing a seatbelt and were ejected from the truck as it rotated, according to the accident report. Mrs. Wesley was taken by ambulance to Memorial Hospital in Bainbridge for non-life-threatening injuries. A witness stated that two dogs were riding inside the truck at the time of the crash. One of them died as well, while the other ran off from the scene, according to the report. Bainbridge State College will offer an emergency medical services professions diploma beginning in the fall on their main campus. The program, which combines the two certificate programs of EMT and advanced EMT into one diploma program, will be offered also at the Early County Center beginning in the spring of 2015, said Charles Avery, instructor of the EMS professions program. EMTs and advanced EMTs gain employment in a variety of settings, including local ambulance services, critical care transport teams, emergency rooms, and specialty clinics, Avery said. This field expects to see a 17% job growth rate over the next 10 years. Registration for the fall semester is ongoing and will continue until August the 19th. For more information, contact Charles Avery at 229-243-5376. And the Blakely City Council moved forward with another sewer improvement project at their May the 6th meeting at City Hall, voting to accept the low bid of $391,355 by HTS Construction for sewer work on Lee, Jackson, and Fort Gaines Streets. This project is being funded with a community development block grant. And that's your Southwest Georgia News, brought to you by Mac Daddy Motor Company. For these and many more stories, go to SawigaLive.com. We thank the Donaldsonville News, the Bainbridge Post Searchlight, the Early County News, and the Miller County Liberal for providing content for Southwest Georgia News.